Oasis Audio presents Crazy Love, Overwhelmed by a Relentless God, by Francis Chan. Read for you by the author.
Preface. To just read the Bible, attend church, and avoid quote-unquote big sins, is this passionate, wholehearted love for God? Francois Fenelon, The Seeking Heart. We all know something's wrong. At first I thought it was just me. Then I stood before 20,000 Christian college students and asked, how many of you have read the New Testament and wondered if we in the church are missing it? When almost every hand went up, I felt comforted. At least I'm not crazy. In this book, I am going to ask some hard questions. They'll resonate with what a lot of us feel but are generally afraid to articulate and explore. Don't worry, this isn't another book written to bash churches. I think it's far too easy to blame the American church without acknowledging that we're each a part of the church and therefore responsible. But I think we all feel deeply, even if we haven't voiced it, that the church in many ways is not doing well. I get nervous when I think of how we've missed who we're supposed to be, and sad when I think about how we're missing out on all that God wants for the people he loved enough to die for. I haven't always felt this way. I grew up believing in God without having a clue what he is like. I called myself a Christian, was pretty involved in church, and tried to stay away from all the things that good Christians avoid: drinking, drugs, sex, swearing. Christianity was simple. Fight your desires in order to please God. Whenever I failed, which was often, I'd walk around feeling guilty and distant from God. In hindsight, I don't think my church's teachings were incorrect, just incomplete. My view of God was narrow and small. Now, I'm a husband, a father of four, and the pastor of a church in Southern California. Until just a few years ago, I was quite happy with how God was working in me and in the church. Then God began changing my heart. This took place largely during the times I spent reading his word. The conviction I felt through the teachings of Scripture, coupled with several experiences in third world countries, changed everything. Some serious paradigm shattering happened in my life, and consequently in our church. The result is that I've never felt more alive, and neither has Cornerstone Church. It's exhilarating to be a part of a group of believers who are willing to think biblically rather than conventionally, to be a part of a body where radical living is becoming the norm. This book is written for those who want more Jesus. It's for those who are bored with what American Christianity offers. It's for those who don't want to plateau, those who would rather die before their convictions do. I hope listening to this audio will convince you of something, that by surrendering yourself totally to God's purposes, he will bring you the most pleasure in this life and the next. I hope it affirms your desire for more God, even if you're surrounded by people who feel like they have enough God. I hope it inspires confidence if you've questioned and doubted the commitment of the American church. I want to affirm your questioning, even while assuring you there is hope. God put me in Simi Valley, California, to lead a church of comfortable people into lives of risk and adventure. I believe he wants us to love others so much that we go to extremes to help them. I believe he wants us to be known for giving of our time, our money, our abilities, and to start a movement of giving churches. In so doing, we can alleviate the suffering in the world and change the reputation of his bride in America. Some people, even some at my own church, have told me flat out, you're crazy. But I can't imagine devoting my life to a greater vision. We need to stop giving people excuses not to believe in God. You've probably heard the expression, I believe in God, just not organized religion. I don't think people would say that if the church truly lived like we're called to live. The expression would change to, I can't deny what the church does, but I don't believe in their God. At least then they'd address their rejection of God rather than use the church as a scapegoat. We're going to look at how the Bible calls us to live our lives. It's important that we not measure our spiritual health by the people around us who are pretty much like us. To begin this journey, we'll first address our inaccurate view of God and consequently of ourselves. But before we look at what is wrong and address it, we need to understand something. The core problem isn't the fact that we're lukewarm, half-hearted, or stagnant Christians. The crux of it all is why we are this way, and it's because we have an inaccurate view of God. We see Him as a benevolent being who is satisfied when people manage to fit Him into their lives in some small way. We forget that God never had an identity crisis. He knows that He's great and deserves to be the center of our lives. Jesus came humbly as a servant, but He never begs us to give Him some small part of ourselves. He commands everything from His followers. The first three chapters are absolutely fundamental. Though parts of it may not be new material to you, allow these sacred truths to move you to worship. I pray that as you hear this book, you'll be interrupted by spontaneous and meaningful praise to God. Allow these words to communicate old truths to your heart in a fresh way. After the foundation has been laid in the first three chapters, the last seven chapters call us to examine ourselves. We will address life in the light of the crux of who God is. We will discover what is wrong in our churches and ultimately in ourselves. Come with me on this journey. I don't promise it will be painless. Change, as we all know, is uncomfortable. It's up to you to respond to what you hear, but you will have a choice to adjust how you live daily or to stay the same.